we are going to learn difficult means and quick realization. So you do have this document in your folder. That is the difficult means and quick realization. In the website, it says, Bhikkhu, what is the difficult means and quick realization? Here, Bhikkhu, a certain one abides reflecting loathsomeness in body, loathsomeness in food, detachment from all the world, seen impermanence in all determinations, all formations, and the perception of death is thoroughly established in him. He abides relying on these five powers of a trainer, such as the powers of faith, shame, remorse, effort, and wisdom. The five faculties of faith, effort, mindfulness, and concentration and wisdom are sharp in him. As a result, he realizes the destruction of desires quickly with successive leading. Because to this he said difficult means and quick realization. So you can see there are five meditations and you have done all five. We look at the loathsomeness in food, looking at the vomit, and then we look at the loathsomeness in body, you know, out of, you know, joke. Vomit juice, that you got the blood and then you got hair of the body and so on. And detachment from all the world you have done yesterday. And then seen impermanence in all determinations. That is, you have done yesterday last meditation, both of them. And then the perception of death, you did that one in the first day. So when you do this one, when you are relying on these five powers of a trainer, powers of faith, shame, remorse, effort and wisdom, then the five faculties, faith, effort, mindfulness and concentration and wisdom are sharp. So then he would destroy these cankers quickly. Venerable Moggallana destroy cankers using this method. So when you do this one, then you are coming to this second jhana concentration. So how do we reach second jhana concentration? Here, a person aloof from the sensual pleasures, aloof from unskilled state of the mind, enter and abide in the first jhana concentration, which is rapturous, with initial application and sustained application. So for the initial application, sustained application, you were looking at these 32 parts of the body. And when you contemplate, then you get rid of these 32 parts and then you go into the rapture state. So that person is happy with the rapture, but to have this rapture, you need to, when there is a price to pay, you need to think about this hair of the body, nails, teeth and so on. So then he will remember, when I say hair, that this one is in the boat of excrement and urine. So then he does not have to do this initial application, sustained application. He can go into the second jhana concentration with rapture. From that one, you come to the contemplation of feeling. So the contemplation of feeling, you have done it yesterday. Remember the first day, one seek delight in feeling. One welcomes, one remain whole into it. By doing that one, delight in feeling come to arise. Delight in feeling is clinging. This clinging is virtue and duty clinging. As clinging as condition, the existence. As existence as condition, then birth come to be. And that is this, you know, then you get the aging, sickness, death. So that is this. The whole mass of origin of whole mass of suffering. And then you look at the other way around, that the cessation phenomena, one does not seek delight, does not welcome, does not remain whole into it. So then there is no delight in faith. And with the cessation of delight comes the cessation of clinging. With the cessation of clinging comes the cessation of existence. With the cessation of existence comes the cessation of birth. And then the aging, sickness, all those things come to cease. And that the cessation of all mass of suffering. So that is the rising and passing away phenomena. So here one might think, because the second jhana has got rapture, isn't that we are actually contemplating about the rapture, arising and passing? That one included as well. But you learned yesterday first meditation that every feeling is included in the suffering. So we are actually thinking about this pain, you know, suffering nature. And when you do that one, then you come into this what is called Brahma Vihara, that is four immeasurables. Metta, that loving kindness, karuna, compassion, and then the mudita, appreciative joy, and the upekka, equanimity. So those are the four immeasurables. Remember yesterday, that today you learned that how to reach the measureless state of loving kindness. So for that one, remember we were using this, the painful way with slow realization. So it has got the same components, you know, that the perception of death and all those meditations. And this one is sort of bit, the second one is bit faster than that one. So you don't have to do all of them today. You can actually start from this suffering part over here. Because when we are talking about in the second difficult means and quickly realization, we were actually, we know the suffering part over here, because you contemplate the rising and passing of it, phenomena of this feeling. So if you want, I can go through it from the starting, from the beginning. That is this, that we do have this five contemplations, and then from that one you come to the first jhana, and then you do the mindfulness regarding the body. So when you do that one, then you understand that because of the existence, birth come to be. So whatever the concentration arising with that understanding has got this first abiding, and then you touch Nibbana, and then you understand that you are living like a worm in a cow dung. And then you got the effort to get out of it, and then you remove this sensual thought, the ill thought and the harming thought, and then you go into the first noble truth. You understood that the worm in the cow dung, having born there, subject to aging, sickness and death. So the birth, aging, sickness, death is there. And from there, that we understood that there is no way that we can cure this worm. Whatever food you give, whatever the medicine you give, the worm in the cow dung is dying. So then you come to the determination for truth. And then only the Nibbana is lasting. So then the your desire for non-lasting consciousness subside, and the desire for lasting Nibbana come to arise. So that is concentration due to desire. And the concentration due to desire has got two enemies, that the covetousness and the sadness. So you restrain faculties. So then you are in the loving kindness meditation, starting from this restraint of faculties, and then you become prudent, and then courteous, and then you are not handcuffed, associated with families, and then you are not going to go into the mother's womb. So then you reach the measureless state of loving kindness. So this particular part, coming from this first noble truth to the measureless state of loving kindness, should be there. Between this contemplation of feeling and the four immeasurables. Without loving kindness, you can't reach, you can't go through this path. Now, why are we actually spreading loving kindness? Because of the form that we got this so much damage because of the form. You see, my grandfather was grumpy because his taste buds are gone. So same thing is there for us, because this form is sort of harmful in that sense. So that is your former karma, you know, that you got this body means because of your former karma. So what is the medicine, what is the solution for this one, for the former karma, is to spread the loving kindness. So on the other hand, you see another thing, that that I have constructed this body means I have done a sexual misconduct. So then sexual misconduct lead to delusion, delusion lead to sexual misconduct. So then you understand that you have delusion. Presence of the body means you have delusion. And then if you have delusion, then you get the greed and hate. So then you are putting effort to get rid of the greed, hate and delusion. That is what it is. He rouses his will, makes an effort, stirs up energy, exerts his mind and strives to overcome evil unwholesome mental states that have arisen. What are they? Greed, hate and delusion. And so now you want to get rid of this greed, hate and delusion. But now you see something here. You see, when you are contemplating, contemplation of the feeling part, that you see that because of the feeling, that craving is there. And then because of the craving, then you understand that suffering come to be. So the suffering part you learn from the, when you are reaching the four immeasurables, from the first Patipada over here. And then you also now understand, because I cling with this feeling, I get the problem. So in other words, then you see the noble truth of arising of suffering. That is craving for sensuality, craving for existence, craving for non-existence. Remember we discussed this one on the first day. You earn money, pay quite a lot of bills, and then save $10. And then for the fun part, you are going to have a mango. What you got is a rotten mango. You take the rotten mango, cut down the part and eat the mango. So there is pressure, therefore you get the craving for sensuality. And then you define your life. This is what I am going to do. Hereafter I earn money, pay bills, have the rotten mango and live. So that is craving for existence. After some times you are saying it's okay for me to not to have that mango. But whatever means, if I am going to get the feeling that I, when I eat the mango, then I am happy to live. That is craving for non-existence. This craving for non-existence is really bigger, in the sense that since you have been born in a space is infinite, consciousness is infinite, those planes before, and you have been living 20,000 radians, 40,000 radians in that life form, then you have this permanency associated with that one. So when you are dying, you are not thinking that I am dying, you know, because of some sort of a mistake I came over here. You think you are going back to, you know, plane of nothing, or space is infinite, the level of jhana planes. That's what you actually think. So now you understand it is suffering. And then you understand the arising of suffering. So would you repeat it like a parrot? Because of the craving that the suffering is there. Then you will have some sort of a solution. The solution is to give up. So that is this one. Determination for relinquishment. The renunciation of all mental acquisitions. And that is the highest noble relinquishment. So this one can be further analyzed, that in Chula Nidesa it says this craving, views, and the defilements, and also karma. Now I mentioned four of them. They are mental acquisitions. To understand this, there are another few terms, but to understand that karma as acquisition, let us say that in this Kautilya Sutta diagram, that there are sort of a connections here, strings you know, physical nutriment attaching to the coating and greed, and then the consciousness linking to the body tie of misapprehension. So let us say that you take a scissor and then you cut down all these links. Now, then you are cutting down the connection from the body tie of misapprehension to consciousness as nutriment. So in that case, would there be a consciousness? Come to realize the link is broken. It does. Although you are cutting down from the top, then this particular guy is here, body tie of insistence, that this is truth. Consider this one as your former come. So when this one is there, then you are going from this taint of ignorance and then going to the taint of sensual desire, and then you spin with the barb of lust, and then touch the form, and then you construct the consciousness. So although you remove these links from the top, the consciousness will still arise because of this particular part over here. To explain this one, you know, a man is looking at a woman, unless he is thinking that I am a man. Man is looking at a man in a different way. So they get this certain thoughts coming to arise with that one. A woman is looking at a man thinking I am a woman. And a woman is thinking, looking at a woman in a different way. So you might have thought that these things, these ideas came to us when we are sort of grown up, know about these things. They happen to you when you are very small. I can tell you, I saw one child about 8 or 9 years old, then he climbed a guava tree, and then his sister was there, maybe 4 years or 5 years old girl, and then he was asking her to climb the tree as well. Then the mother is looking at it, mother is saying, son, girls are not climbing trees. And then this boy took this one as a, you know, compliment. Oh, they can't do it, only we can do it. So then he got this idea, I am a man. You know, and then this boy now grow up, and then he is getting married, and then with his wife, after the work, he's coming home. And then he see these grasses in the garden, and now he's seeing, oh, this lawn mowing. My wife can't do this type of work, only I can do. And then wife is coming inside the house and then looking at the kitchen, and she is thinking, oh, this is my world. Only I can cook. My husband can't cook anything. So now we think that way, and then because of this, our sexual organs, and then the man is looking at a woman thinking I am a man. So different thoughts are coming to him, and a woman is looking at a man thinking I am a woman. So the thoughts are different when that person is, woman is looking at a woman is different, because the equality is there, gender equality. So the whatever the gender you are talking about, it's a sort of ignorance, isn't it? It's just these 32 parts of the body. Whoever take that, there is nothing called woman or man. So the taint of ignorance to the taint of sensual desire and the barb of lust, and we touch the form and then construct consciousness. So cutting down on the top will not help alone. And then there are these four nutrients. Physical nutriment, contact as nutriment, mental volition as nutriment, and the consciousness as nutriment. They are also mental acquisitions. And then these four elements, you know, element of extensions, element of cohesion, element of motion, and element of heat. They are also mental acquisitions. This internal and external, the internal the elements, you know, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and the mind, They are also acquisitions. And then these six types of consciousness, then also acquisitions. Now you need to give up these actions. And then you can see this lying, harsh speech, frivolous talk, slander. They are also sort of leading to these acquisitions. So then what you are saying here, that I don't want that. In other words, I don't want to have killing, stealing, lying, slander and so on. Well, you do that one, then you get the concentration due to mind when you're giving up. In other words, over here, you are concentrating your cognizance upon getting rid of this lying, harsh speech, you know, killing, stealing, etc. So that means you concentrate not to have those things. In other words, now you have come to the Potaliya Sutta meditation, the meditation you just did a little while ago, and you have reached that particular level over here. This concentration due to mind can be marked in this diagram between here, you know, the hate and sickness, and the aging and quality of misapprehension. So the concentration due to mind is over here. Concentration due to mind has got two enemies. One is the hate, the other one is the sickness. So how do we get this sickness? The one good example is that let us say you understand this Dhamma and then you are happy, and then when you see your friend and then you think out of compassion, you tell him, you know, there is this meditation called Eightfold Path Meditation. I did that one. It's really good. And you also do it. And then this person looking at you is saying, there is no such a thing. Monk in our temple never said about this Eightfold Path Meditation. And there is no such a thing. So if this particular person has got a personality, and then you think, am I mistaken? So you go home and have this core foundation of mindfulness. And then you look at that book and it says the last meditation of that one is the Eightfold Path Meditation. Oh, so now you are saying, no, I am not wrong. So next day, when you are going to meditate, you are saying, I am going through the Eightfold Path. As soon as you say, I am going through the Eightfold Path, you get that I am right. The other person was wrong. And now you start blaming him, you know, without knowing he was uttering a speech saying that there is no such a thing. And Buddha has said this one, it's in this course. Now you can't concentrate because one time it is coming down from the mental volition path that I am right. And the same time when you say I am right, you are saying the other person is wrong. He was lying. So now these two things are rubbing together and then you can't concentrate. And I had this problem before, I don't have it now. So then I asked Sampati Mahabrahma how to get rid of this problem. And then he said that, you know, that stop board. So use the stop board pointing towards you. So you are saying, you are not going to say I am right. So since you are not saying you are right, then the other person is wrong, is also gone. Now you let go of the break. In other words, that the truth you are not verbalizing in your mind, but it remains within you. And that one, this stop board is really good equipment. You know, when the father is fighting with the son and the mother is fighting with the daughter, you know, they both are thinking the son, father is thinking he is right, son is thinking he is right. So two views are the one actually getting, you know, hitting each other. So what you need to have, what Sampati Mahabrahma says, that you got to have compassion. And you give up your greed for your son. So then you can see, you know, if you have the compassion, you tell the next door neighbor's son, you know, son, this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing. If he is not listening, you don't care, isn't it? Now what happened when you tell that one to your son? If he is not listening, then you are taking him as yours. therefore you have this particular fight. You know, we need to sort of look at if I'm telling the other person, son is not behaving the way, you don't care. So if you have the compassion, that's how you actually do. So now if you have the sickness, then you get the hate. The other enemy is coming. I can explain that one using a diagram. This diagram is called Samma Vacha diagram. You can see there is a something marked in pink over here. What it means is that we are spinning with bar of lust. What happens when you keep on eating? Then you are subject to aging. So therefore you get the ill will. You know, there's like a small cone over here on the top of this aging. Now you look the other way around, and then you look at the young people, and then you see that they are okay. It's only me who is subject. So you envy. So cone is getting bigger, envy, and it is going to the head. So we have written the rule over here. If there is covetousness, then when you know that you are subject to aging, then you get the ill will. If you have covetousness, ill will, and you have wrong will, then you know that you are subject to this sickness, affected by sickness, then you get the hate. And again, we do have the other one as well. That is, if you have the covetousness, the ill will, and the wrong view, and also the ignorance over here, then when you know that when you see the death, then you get this delusion. Delusion is coming to arise. So you don't need all three, that this is very valuable, but you need only this middle line. If you have covetousness, ill will, wrong view, and then when you know when you are sick, then you get the hate. So this diagram is very valuable because it has got these connections, you know, the lying to harsh speech to slander, slander to delusion. And you can sort of meditate on this one later on. This is available on the internet, on our website. So now if you are sick, then you get the hate. How I saw in my meditation is like a electronic beam is going through this one, and consider these two are as magnets. So magnetism increase in one side, then the beam is going to that side. Magnetism increase on the other side, it's now wobbling, it's not getting concentrated. But if you carefully observe, then the previous meditation also had that idea, you know, the feeling is there. Because of the feeling, we have these mental formations. We construct mental formations for feeling. Now, around the feeling, there are two things. It's dragging in two directions. Coveting and greed, insult with temper. So, if you have a string attached to feeling, you can see that string is also shaking. So, we need to get rid of these two enemies. The two enemies of the concentration due to mind. So, how do you get rid of that one? To get rid of that one, then you need to do this meditation again. Remember that we were looking at the development of the body, development of virtue, and the development of mind, and the development of wisdom. Bhavita kaya, bhavita sila, bhavita chitta, bhavita prajna in the first day. So the development of the body, that one is consisting of the right action and the right livelihood. So right action is you are getting rid of this killing, stealing, isn't it? So you can see that we take pair at a time, you know, couple, you take one, first one and the second one. So then your bodily actions will cease, and then you get the concentration due to desire. And then take the development of virtue. So that one is consisting of the verbal actions, that not having these bad verbal actions over here, right speech, that refrain from lying, and then the slander. and it consisting of the right effort as well. So then when you remove that one, your verbal formation ceased, and then you go into the concentration due to mind part over here. And then the next one is the development of the mind part, and over there then this one is consisting of right thought as well as the right concentration. So right thought, you have the thought of renunciation. So now take the coveting and greed and the insult with anger. When you are removing that one, then you get the concentration due to effort. And then last one is the development of wisdom part. And then for that one, what we have is the right view and the right mindfulness. So when you look at the highest right view, what is included in the right highest right view is that only the third noble truth, that the cessation part. And here also, you know, the associate with anger, remember, we just did that meditation. If you can't live with the fruit, and then you can't live throwing out the fruit as well. You can't live in spaces in finite level. So then what you did, you gave up, isn't it? So don't take anything apart from the Nibbana. So now you take the number 7 and number 8 is the conceit. So when you get rid of that one, then you get this concentration due to desire, concentration due to mind, and concentration due to effort, and concentration due to wisdom. So you get this 4 spiritual powers by doing that one. So that is what is mentioned in the next one. You see, there are 4 bases of power, iddhi. Now, when you look at Kotali Sutta, what we have been reviewing, you will see something. You know that a person having this sexual misconduct, that person is looking for, you know, beautiful women and, you know, sort of beautiful men for that sexual misconduct. So what you are actually looking for is pleasurable forms. That's what you are actually looking for. Now, alone this Kotali Sutta, you can see what we have been doing is we are looking for pleasurable forms. Now, why would you kill? You know, let us say that poor person, poor villager, he was not eating a food. Maybe today he's eating some food or something, tomorrow he doesn't. Then having seen that the other person having a chicken farm and he's living in a 2-story building and so on, then he decided, okay, let me do that one. So that this person is thinking the other person is having chicken and so on, enjoying the life. So why we do killing? We are looking for pleasurable forms. And then why do you steal? You are actually having a job, and then some people, you are eating something, and then you want to have a better job and to have better meal and so on. So what, still you are looking for pleasurable forms. And then lying part, you know, you are saying you are doing lying, that it is against for looking for pleasurable forms. So now if you understand this particular one here, that is the noble truth of arising of suffering, you can see if I get the pleasurable forms, what I am going to get? What I am going to get is suffering. So let me give up these pleasurable forms. So when you do that one, then you know that that is what is happening in Kotali Sutta. So you gave up these things, and then these enemies are gone, and then you get these spiritual powers. And when you do that one, then you will reach the Michala state of compassion. Is Karuna Pumam is Pali. So that is because you are giving up these pleasurable forms. Having understood what is arising is suffering. If I get the pleasurable form, then I get the suffering. So then you go into the measureless state of compassion, and then you can spread the compassion. You see, when you are meditating over here, some of you might have found that this place you can actually concentrate. Why is it? Because that those great arahants in the Akanikta Brahma realm, as well as me and some other teachers, sort of spread the compassion to you. When we spread the compassion, then you are in a sort of a mental cushion. So you can actually meditate. So this technique can be used at home as well. Let us say your husband and wife is there here, and then son is not here, or husband is here, wife is not here or something. Then you learn this particular technique, and then you go home and you go into the measureless state of compassion, and then you teach the other person to a loving kindness meditation also. And then you ask him to meditate, and then you are spreading the compassion. You are not doing the meditation. And then that person has got this some sort of a race coming into his head, and he is in a mental cushion, and he can understand them. Okay, so how we are going to do the meditation over here? So the difficult means and quick realization, that remember we were looking at this loathsomeness in food, loathsomeness in body, and then the contemplation of distaste for the whole world, and then the contemplation of impermanence in all formations, and then the perception of death. So you don't have to do all five. Take your best. You know, whether first day, first meditation, the death meditation was good for someone, then you use that one. And then, you know, yesterday, last meditation, that experiment is not mine. If it is your best, then you take that one. And if the 32 parts of the body is your best, then you take that one. Vomit part is best, so you take your best shot over here. So to help you understand this one, I can tell you, let us say someone is actually carrying vomit in a polythene bag in the street. Would you look at that polythene bag? You don't. So then why do you look? You see what is going in the street. It's just not the polythene bag, you've got the skin. That's the whole difference. What is inside is the vomit. So if you understand that, whatever person's body is just, you know, excrement, urine and all those vomit and things, then you don't have to contemplate, you know, the 32 parts. You can straight away, having understood this vomit, then you go into the second jhana concentration. So second jhana concentration, then you have the rapture. And you don't have initial application, sustained application. You know it is vomit. And then from that one, you come to the contemplation of feeling. So here, this is very important. How do you do that one? You consider that such is feeling, such is the arising phenomena of feeling, such is the passing away phenomena of feeling. How do you do that one? One seek delight in feeling. One welcomes, one remain whole into it. By doing that one, delight in feeling come to arise. Delight in feeling is clinging. That is this virtue and due to clinging. And clinging as condition, the existence. The same craving exists within you. The existence as condition, the birth come to be. Birth as condition, aging, sickness, sorrow, lamentation, you know, you get the whole mass of suffering. That is the arising phenomena. Then you contemplate the passing away phenomena. One does not seek delight, does not welcome, does not remain whole into it. So if you are not doing that one, then the delight in feeling ceases. So there is no clinging. With the cessation of clinging comes the cessation of existence. With the cessation of existence comes the cessation of birth. And since with the cessation of birth comes the cessation of aging, sickness and so on. So that is the end of whole mass of suffering. Now here, that between contemplation of feeling and the four immeasurables, that you got to have loving kindness. Remember that how to reach the immeasurable state, and you are using this the painful way with slow realization part. You don't have to do the whole thing because you have already started with those five. So you can start from this first noble truth, suffering part. In the worm, in the cow dung, you know, it is having born there, was subject to aging, sickness and death. and then you found that you can't cure the worm, whatever medicine you give, whatever treatment you do, that worm is dying. So then you come to the determination for truth. So you can understand that only the Nibbana is lasting, and then you cannot construct. So whatever thing you construct, it is, you know, it's subject to falsity. So then the, your desire for non-lasting consciousness subsides, and then the desire for lasting Nibbana comes to arise, that is concentration due to desire. And that one has got two enemies, the covetousness and the sadness. So to get rid of that one, you restrain your faculties. Now you are in the loving kindness meditation, and then you start with the restraint of faculties, and then you become prudent, courteous, not hang out associating with families, and then you are saying, I'm not going to go inside the mother's womb. So then you reach the missile state of loving kindness. So that part should be there between this contemplation of feeling and the four immeasurables. So we understand that we are spending the loving kindness because of this form. You know, form is harmful to us. These taste buds are going and so on. And then on the other hand, you understand that I have this body means that I have, I had a sexual misconduct. So that means I have delusion. If there is delusion, then I have hate and greed as well. Having known that one, then I put effort. You know, makes an effort, steers up energy, exerts mind, strive to overcome evil and also mental states. So what are they? Greed, hate and delusion. So now you can see when you are doing the contemplation of feeling, now you understand that because of the feeling, that craving, and then you are having the suffering. So in other words, you see the noble truth of arising of suffering. Craving for sensuality, craving for existence, craving for non-existence. Now rather than repeating like a parrot, you know, it is suffering, and suffering is created by craving, you take some actions. So your action is to give up. So that is determination for relinquishment. Those renunciation of all mental acquisitions. So in other words, the killing, stealing and lying, you know, those things are also acquisitions. So now you concentrate your mind, let me not have those things. In other words, over here you are in the Potaliya Sutta meditation again. So now you do the Potaliya Sutta meditation. So we take two at a time because this concentration due to mind has got two enemies. To get rid of that one, we need to have four spiritual powers. So how do I get the spiritual powers? It's from this Potaliya Sutta meditation. So you take two at a time, you take, remove killing and stealing, and then you get the concentration due to desire. That is the development of body. And then you remove three and four, lying and slander. So then you get the concentration due to mind, because your verbal formation ceases. And then the next one is you get rid of this coveting and greed and the insult with anger. So then you can see that you get the concentration due to effort. And then the next one, associate with anger and the conceit. And when you get rid of that one, then you get the concentration due to wisdom. So then you can get the concentration due to desire, concentration due to mind, concentration due to effort, concentration due to wisdom. So you get four spiritual powers and the enemies will be removed. And as I said, what we have been doing so far in our life is we were looking for pleasurable forms all the time. That's why we do killing, stealing and so on. So now, having understood, but by looking at these pleasurable forms, by searching for them, what I am actually going to get is this one, that is suffering. So having understood that one, you gave up. So then you reach the mutual state of compassion. So now you can spread the compassion to others. So let us take 20 minutes or so, and then have a discussion, and then we will do the meditation.